2. A job interview.
Useful sentences. Words for employers.
1. Do you know how to fill out the application forms?
2. Take all your certificates and other relevant documents with you when you are asked for an interview.
3. The human resources manager interviews each job applicant in person and picks out his prospective employees according to their education, experience, and potential.
4. If the employer believes that you have the qualifications for the job, you will get it.
5. Now we are short-handed, so I hope you can start working as soon as possible.
6. We are committed to provide good service, and we expect hard work and loyalty from our staff.
7. Maybe the job is not a good fit for you.
8. What is the reason that you quit your last job?
9. If you're interested in a job related to finance, you should find a professional and consult him or her.
Words for employees.
1. Miss Zhang works as a part-time editor in a publishing house.
2. I am a green hand.
3. I will try my best to fill my responsibilities.
4. I saw a job advertisement outside the restaurant, so I came in to inquire if it is still available.
5. I am experienced in doing this kind of job.
6. Is there any opportunity for promotion within 1 or 2 years?
7. How about the benefits?
Fashion conversation. Conversation 1. May I come in?
Yes, please.
How are you doing, sir? My name is Wu Dan. I've come to your company for an interview as requested.
Fine. Thank you for coming. Please take a seat. I'm Hans Blake, the general manager.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Blake.
Nice to meet you, too.
Conversation 2.
Excuse me. May I see Mrs. White?
Yes, I am. What can I do for you?
Nice to meet you, Mrs. White. I'm coming here for an interview by appointment.
Oh, I see. Are you Mr. Lee?
Yes, I am.
Nice to meet you. On my right, this is my colleague Annie, and on my left, Monica. Please sit down.
Conversation 3.
Nice meeting you here. How come you dropped into this company today?
My boss sent me here to take some business documents back to his office. I didn't know you were working here. What a surprise. How long have you been doing this?
2 years or so.
That is great. Do you have to work the night shift?
No. In most cases, I don't have to unless there is something urgent to deal with. I work 5 days a week.
Do you enjoy work here?
It's hard to say. But I have to start working as a trainee before I really become an experienced marketing assistant. Sometimes I am really under great pressure when it gets busy.
Take it easy. I'm sure you will gain enough experience while working as a marketing assistant. I hope you haven't been given much trouble in the job.
Luckily not. The clients I meet are generally very friendly, and I have a good boss.
Glad to hear that.
Conversation 4.
Excuse me, may I see the manager of your store?
I am the manager. Can I help you?
Oh, great. I saw a job ad outside your store. I'm interested in the job advertised. I'm coming to see if there is any opportunity available for me.
All right. Take a seat, please. Would you like to be a shop assistant or a cashier?
I can do the work of a shop assistant, and I worked part-time in a small department store during my summer vacation last year.
So now do you want a full-time job or a part-time job?
At present, both are okay for me. What do you need most, then?
Now we really need some part-time workers. You see, our full-time staff knocks off at 5 p.m., but now we hope to extend the hours to 8 p.m. We need some part-time shop assistants to work 3 hours a day from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. but I am not sure if you are qualified for the job. Since most of our customers are foreign, competence of good communication in English is necessary here.
I think I can. I've been learning English for almost 5 years, and I'm especially fluent at speaking English. Also, I've made some foreign friends during the experience of learning English.
That is fine. I think you have the qualifications needed for the job, so I will let you have the job. Does the work schedule suit you?
It quite suits me. I am free in the evenings these days. I'll have no difficulty starting at 5 p.m.
Good. There is only one thing to be settled. 10 RMB an hour is the maximum we can pay you. Is that rate of pay acceptable to you?
Seems reasonable. By the way, I can get my earnings raised with an excellent performance, can't I?
Sure. You will get more if you can invite more customers with your good service.
I see. I will try my best to do the job well.
That is good of you to say so. When can you start working?
How about next Monday?
Okay, let's make it next Monday. In the end, you need to fill out the application form.
Thank you for your kindness, ma'am. See you next Monday.
Conversation 5.
May I see the manager of your company?
I am. What can I do for you?
From your company's advertisement in the 21st century, I learned that you're a foreign trade company of good service. I'm interested in it. Here's my resume, ma'am.
Very good. You majored in international trade?
Yes, I will graduate from the People's University of China this July, majoring in international trade. Besides, at school, I'm a top student. Moreover, both my spoken and written English are pretty good.
Well, for this position, we prefer experienced employees. Those who have just graduated from university are supposed to start working here as an intern for at least half a year.
I think I'm qualified for the job if I can just be given a chance. When at school, I once worked as a part-time translator in a company and salesperson with a textile company for 2 years, and I don't mind being paid less from the start. I just want to enrich my experience and competence.
Good. That is the kind of man we are looking for. By the way, do you like traveling? Our sales representatives need to travel a lot.
Yes, I do. I like traveling very much.
Are you willing to work for extra hours?
Of course. I'll try my best. When can I start working?
What about next Monday?
Great. Let's start next week. Thank you, ma'am.
Well, see you next Monday.
See you then, ma'am. Conversation 6.
After graduation, I have been working at the personnel department of DDD Company.
As a telecommunication apparatus company, DDD Company is very different from our trade company.
I am good with people and have excellent communication skills.
Do you think it's a rewarding job?
Very much so.
Conversation 7.
Did you work in a similar position before?
Yes, I have been with ABC Insurance Company for 4 years, and before that, I worked with a Pacific Surveyor Company as claim officer.
Could you tell me the usual procedures to handle such a case?
Yes. On the shipper's side, when the cargo arrives, all relevant documents will be forwarded to the consignee. Among other things, this party has to check carefully the content of the packing list and wait list. When cargoes are found to be damaged and short-landed, this party has to call for a joint survey by representatives of the shipping company and the insurance agent. Based on the survey report, they will lodge a claim for compensation.
If you act as our representative, what would you do to safeguard our interests?
I think, first of all, I would ask the consignee to produce survey report on loading. If they can't produce that, I would suggest them to refer the case to their shipper. Meanwhile, bad weather could be a good excuse to refuse the responsibility.
Are you able to operate the telex?
Yes. I used to dispatch telex to shippers and the consignee to inform them of changes of our schedule and other information.
Now, can you tell me if you have a good command of both written and spoken English?
When I was at college, I passed Band 6 of College English Test. All the foreign businessmen I've dealt with say my English is quite good.
If you are selected for this position, you must prepare to travel overseas frequently.
No problem. I love it. Thank you for granting me the interview.
Conversation 8.
Crest Trade House, can I help you?
Please get me through to the personnel department.
Personnel department, Mr. Zhang speaking. What can I do for you?
I'm asking about your advertisement for a cashier in today's newspaper. Is it still vacant?
Oh, I see. May I have your name, please?
This is Zhao Jiwei speaking.
Would you like to come here for an interview? I'll make an appointment for an interview for you.
I certainly would.
Can you come tomorrow morning?
That'll be fine.
We'll look forward to seeing you then.
See you then.
Conversation 9.
What type of people do you work with most effectively?
I tend to work well with people who are confident and straightforward. It's more difficult for me to be around timid people because I move quickly and I'm decisive.
What things impress you in your colleagues?
I admire and work best with people who are of good character and have integrity. I also think confidence and enthusiasm is positive in any business environment.
What are some of the things your supervisor did that you disliked?
The only thing I really don't like is to get feedback in front of others. I want to hear good or bad feedback in private so that I have time to think and react to the issue without other distractions. I believe that is the fair way to improve learning or to change future behavior.
How do you organize and plan for major projects?
I love to brainstorm a best, worst, and most likely scenario. Then I set a timetable that's realistic. What I usually find is that some combination of my best and worst cases evolves. I can adjust my schedule easily as these things unfold because I've already visualized what could happen and how I'd react.
Describe an experience when you had to work under great pressure.
I had to complete an end-of-quarter report once, while I was on the road for 2 consecutive weeks. The amount of telephoning back and forth was incredible, because I couldn't bring my office files with me. Luckily, I had a great secretary and a logical filing system, so we located everything we needed.
How do you manage your time in a typical day?
I've always given priority to work with established clients because they offer a better risk-return value. The last thing I do is general correspondence, especially internal correspondence, which I take care of at the end of the day or week.
Describe a time when you acted on someone's suggestion.
I changed my open office hours because several of my employees found it difficult to visit me except in the early mornings.
Conversation 10.
How are you, Mr. Wilson? I am Tina.
Glad to meet you, Mrs. Tina.
Please have a seat. I know our employment officer has already given you the information about your employee contract, but I'd like to go over the main details again before signing. First, you'll be getting a monthly salary with 1 month paid vacation after 1 year of service.
That's what I understand.
You'll be covered by our medical plan while on duty. Since you'll be middle management, you're expected to be available up to 1.5 hours past normal working hours. Any approved time over that will be paid at time and a half, which you can take as salary or time off.
Exactly my understanding.
A reasonable number of sick days will be covered by the company. Any extended illnesses will be covered by insurance. Have you read the other items of the contract?
Yes, I have.
Do you have any other questions?
Just one. I noticed an item about flex time. Is that a possibility for me?
Yes, it is. But you'll have to discuss the details with your manager.
That's acceptable.
Good. Now, if you'll just sign here, you can start work in 3 days.
Rattling off.
Creditors have better memories than debtors. Benjamin Franklin.
Man errs as long as he strives. Goethe.
If you get into difficulties, it is not the fault of your parents. You should not be the responsibility unto others, and to learn from it. Bill Gates.